Thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project, Mr. Norman Wood. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free to not worry about providing an answer that is too in-depth. That's why we want and realize that you have already signed the concept form, but I also want to let you know that you should feel free to tell me if there is any particular things you say during the course of the interview that you would like us to keep out of the educational exhibition or presentation materials to be created based on these interviews. Okay. Mr. Wood, could you tell us about your place of birth and about what was going on there then as you were growing up?
First, I want to thank the group for having interest in the cultural aspect of my community. And I sincerely hope that my small contribution will be of some interest in the future to the future generation. In accordance to your question, first, I would like to say that it is so much different what you are seeing today from what I grew up seeing. First of all, we have a tremendous difference in our religious concept. When I was growing, we had to pray entering school, and we had to pray when we were coming out of the school. Today, no prayers is said in the school, and the excuse that they're using, that they are different religion, I cannot accept this. Because when you pray, everybody is praying to the same God. So I don't see no reason for our government not to instill that spiritual conviction in the different public schools. In accordance to the society, when I was growing up, there was a complete division between the poor or the blacks and who was considered the upper class. There was a very remarked difference. They had what we call the sauna.